Hallelujah.
You wake us up this morning. Yeah. You lift the roof this morning. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. And I hope that God will just continue to prosper you each and every day. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. I'm just asking that you turn off your cell phones or put them in vibrate as we ask our pastor to come forth and just give us the message that the Lord has laid on his heart for us this morning. Pass the book.
Thank you, Simi. I call her Simi. She always blesses me when she sings. God bless you. Bow with me in a word of prayer. Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for your promise that where two or three are gathered in your name, you will be there. We thank you for your presence with us right now. Now, Lord, I pray that you will speak to our hearts this morning. Use even me, Lord, and may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
The inseparable love of God. What a joy it is to be in the house of the Lord. We're gathered here today to worship God and to seek his guidance and blessings through his word. I hope you're being blessed by the worship. You see, because until the church has worship, it can do nothing in Christ's name. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, in his epistle, an epistle means letter, to the church at Rome, makes clear from the outset that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the way of salvation for all who will receive it. He says in verse 16 of Romans chapter 1, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." That's chapter 1. In chapter 2, he reminds them that salvation is not by the keeping of the law, but by faith alone in Christ alone. Chapter 3 reminds us that all people need salvation. Verse 10 of chapter 3 says, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. For after Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, all their offspring were born in sin, and as a result were separated from a holy God." See, God is altogether holy, and he cannot abide in sin. And verse 23 of that Romans chapter 3 tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In chapter 4 of Romans, Paul points out that salvation can only be by faith in God and not by works. He uses two Old Testament figures to show that even then, these men, Abraham and David, were saved not by their good works, but because of their faith in God. We know that Abraham was told to take his only son Isaac to sacrifice him on Mount Moriah. We know that Abraham obeyed God, and just before he took the life of his son Isaac, God provided another sacrifice in the form of a ram caught in the thicket and proved Abraham to be faithful. And Abraham's faith was counted for righteousness. And verse 5 of chapter 4 says, "But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." David in Psalm 32 says, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered." And in verse 5 he said, "I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I confessed my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou gavest the iniquity, thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin." In chapter 5 of Romans, it says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." My brothers and sisters, you cannot experience peace with God until you have the peace of God. Sin and death came by Adam, but righteousness and life comes only through Jesus Christ. Romans 6:23 explains that because of our sin, we deserve death, spiritual death and separation from God. But verses 8 and 9 of chapter 5 say, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." This past week, tragedy struck again. And we are reminded once more that we live in a fallen, sinful world. A world full of hate and wickedness, with very little regard for human life or the feelings of our fellow man. And that the devil is like a roaring lion prowling around seeking whom he may devour. And if you live a life without God, the devil can use you to do his wickedness. Once again, many innocent lives were taken by selfless shootings. However, we must be reminded that in all this, there is a God who sees all, a God who promises to watch over his children, one who promises never to leave us nor forsake us. So today I say to you, fear not. Put your trust in God. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Stay close to the Lord daily. Keep a close relationship with him through frequent meditation. For we know not when disaster will strike. We sing the song, "I need thee every hour." But in fact, we need God every minute of every day. Be ready and stay ready. In Romans chapter 8, verse 35, the question is asked, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter." No, many today are hostile toward Christianity. It seems almost no one wants prayer in schools. But we see the results of that as the crimes being committed by young people today escalate. The traditional family is at risk. Morality is out and immorality is in. Dignity is almost unheard of. But I want to tell you something. The same God who brought destruction on Sodom and Gomorrah is the same God Almighty today. He does not change with the times. He is not intimidated by trends and public opinion. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In verse 31 of Romans 8, Paul asks the question, what shall we say then? What shall we say to these things? And the answer rings loud. If God is for us, who can be against us? When we have worshiped God, we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. When we have worshiped God in spirit and in truth, we are rejuvenated, we are re-energized, empowered, and there is nothing we cannot do through God's strength. So why do we worry and fear so much? You know, when you find yourself in need of food, there is food available. For Jesus said, I am the bread of life. When we're overshadowed by the darkness of sin in this world, there is hope, because Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and in him is no darkness at all. When you feel all alone, my friend, Jesus is always there. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. When you find yourself in trouble and it seems like there is no way out, Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall find pasture, green pasture, because he loves us dearly. When you feel threatened by evil and are overcome with fear, remember Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. As the good shepherd, he knows every one of his sheep by name. In verses 27 and 28 of John 10, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Is your life fruitful for the Lord? Is it bearing fruit of righteousness? Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Have you lost your way in life, my friend? Are you in search of the truth? Are you dead in your trespasses and sin? There is new life available to you. You can be born again. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The only way to be saved from sin and hell is through Jesus Christ. He is the only way. Did you know that God loves you with an agape love, which is an unconditional and inseparable love? God doesn't love you because you're good. Because guess what? You're not good. He just loves you. And you could not do enough good things to earn his love. He loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to die for you and me despite our sin. He suffered and died in our place so that the price of our sins are paid in full. so that we might receive full forgiveness and inherit everlasting life. I am the resurrection and the life, he said. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. You know, sometimes we get so caught up with the external. The workplace, even at church. Some of us get caught up with the external. My dress, my shoes, my hat, my suit, my car, my house, my appearance. And we tend to form opinions and judge people based on these. But my friend, the Bible says, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Don't be a member of the eight family. A-T-E, eight family. You see, in the eight family, there is aggravate, who is always annoying someone else. Then there is his brother, irritate, who always seems to get under your skin. And then there is complicate, who can take the simplest matter and make it confusing. And then there is imitate, the copycats, always trying to steal someone else's ideas so that they can get credit for it. Then there is agitate, who incites unnecessary emotion in meetings, causing disruption. And then there is impersonate, who pretends to be someone else other than who they truly are. I see you know some of these people. So don't be caught up in the external. Let God change your life from the internal. Amen. So that you can have a life which is eternal. My friends, this journey through life has its peaks and its valleys. But God will carry you through. He never promised us a rose garden, but he said he would never leave us nor forsake us. He never said there would not be storms in life. He said he would see you safely through them. Sometimes the Lord doesn't calm the storm. Sometimes he lets the storm rage and he calms you. So trust him. Trust him through good times and trust him through difficult times. After all, it's by those difficulties in life that we become stronger in faith and trust in the Lord. Those hardships draw us to a closer relationship with the Lord. 2 Timothy 2:12 says, if we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him. The Christian life is not one of ease and comfort, but one of dedication, commitment, and obedience. And an important thing for us to remember is that we are never, never, ever alone. You see, our God is omnipresent. He is everywhere. He's omnificent. He's the creator of all things. He's omniscient. He knows all things. And he's omnipotent. He's all powerful. And his love never fails. So stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You might be here today thinking, I have too much sin. There is no way God could forgive me for all I have done. You are wrong, my friend. Jesus paid it all. He shed his precious blood and Calvary's cross for you and for me. so that if we accept his free gift of salvation, we can receive forgiveness and be reconciled to our Heavenly Father. And that means reestablishing a lost relationship with him. And so I'm here to tell you today that Jesus stands ready to receive all who will accept him as Lord and Savior. You see, I know this, for there was a time when I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained, but then sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters lifted me. Now safe am I. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. So soul in danger, look above. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He is the master of the sea. Billows his will obey. He, your Savior, wants to be saved today. If you know what I'm talking about, turn to your neighbor this morning and say, love lifted me. Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. He has the power, my friend, to save you, to forgive you of every sin, and give you eternal life. So put your trust in him, remembering that nothing is stronger than God's love for you, and nothing can separate you from God's love. Verse 35 of our Romans chapter 8 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thine sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we're more than conquerors through Christ that loved us. Paul says in verses 38 and 39, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. If you're here without Christ today, I invite you to confess your sins to him. Repent of your sins and believe that Jesus can save you. Romans 8, 9, and 10 says, if you will confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Where do you stand with Christ today? I know your parents are saved, but where do you stand with Jesus? I know your grandmother prayed for you, yes, but where do you stand with Jesus? I know your husband or wife is saved, but where do you stand with Jesus? Your brother or sister is saved, but are you? You look to Jesus today, saying, it's not my brother nor my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And so if you're here today and you have never asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart, to forgive you of all your sin, and to be Lord of your life, I invite you right now to make that decision. With every head bowed and every eye closed, if today You are repenting of your sins and asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart, to cleanse you and be Lord of your life. Then just put your hand up while every head is bowed and every eye closed. You just slip your hand right up where I can see it. Let us pray. Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for speaking to us today. For the reminder, O God, that you're God who never leaves us. A God who loves us with an unbelievable love. And Father, I pray for anyone within the sound of my voice who today is lost, who today needs salvation. Oh Lord, give them wisdom. Wisdom to know that they must do this before it's too late. Give them courage not to watch the person beside them or who is looking on, but courage to stand and do the thing that the Holy Spirit is guiding them to do. To surrender their all to you. Oh precious Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit will not cease to convict such a one until they surrender their all to you. We give you thanks. We give you all praise and all glory as we ask this in Jesus' wonderful and precious name. Amen. As we make our transition into the Lord's Supper service, may we turn in our hymnals to number 144, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross.